Did the Jays dig the inning?
Google products are designed to help you find relevant local news. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.
This is Jerry Agar on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Good to have you along. It's 5 after 10, so it is time for Party 4-2. First time I've had this morning's guest on the feature, publicist, music commentator at thatericalper.com, Eric Alper. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice party, Jerry.
Yeah, it's a great party. Do you need sugar?
It is.
You need some sugar in your tea?
not a lot of people. No music. This is my kind of party.
Yeah, there you go. Well, listen, a question came up for me this morning, which it probably would have just stayed in my head as a question. Then I realized I got Eric Alper here. Maybe I can ask. In context of something else I don't want to get back into, I mentioned that a recent tour by Lady Gaga grossed $80 million. And I don't know why this sort of stuff occurs to me, but I thought, okay, but by the time it's all done, the $80 million goes all kinds of places. You got to rent the arenas. You got to have the trucks take the stuff back and forth. You got to pay promoters. You got to pay agents. You got to pay. How much money does Lady Gaga take home out of $80 million?
$3.47.
Well, it's a plus.
It is. And you're exactly right. All of those people take home a lot of money, you know, for a average $2 million gross. So let's say 20,000 people are paying $100 a ticket. Almost a quarter of that immediately goes to the venue because the venue has expenses. They've got production costs. They have needs. So the venue that you are going to automatically takes about a quarter of that. And then out of that remaining money, the management company, the booking agent, the company that actually did the booking for the tour, they get about a third to a half of whatever is remaining. And then, of course, there are all the people that are involved with that show, the trucks, the gas, the food, the hotels for the dancers and the crew and the staff. And then the lawyers get money. So roughly, my guess is her take home might be somewhere around the neighborhood of about $300,000 after all that's said and done.
Wow. I mean, I knew all of those expenses you were talking about were there, but I didn't realize that it was as low as that. I mean, people see $80 million gross, and maybe if they don't think about it, they think she made $80 million. If they do think about it, like, I would have thought you were going to arrive at somewhere around 10 or 15 million.
No. If you're Ed Sheeran and you see a photo of Ed Sheeran smiling, it's because he doesn't have any really of those expenses when it comes to the crew. It's literally just him and a couple of production people. And now he put on a really great show and deserves all the money that's coming to him. But when you are Ed Sheeran, your take home pay is going to be much, much higher than, say, if you were Dua Lipa with a band of 10 to 12 people plus six dancers and choreographers and crew. And, you know, if you're, you know, like Mariah Carey and you want white roses flown in from halfway around the world for your dressing room, you know, you, Mariah Carey, are going to end up paying for all of that.
So then where's Lady Gaga making all her money? I mean, $300,000 for going out and doing a tour of concerts, it's most people would be thrilled and they'd work pretty hard to take down $300,000 during the course of a year. But with all of that money around her, where's the real money coming from?
It's coming in merchandise sales, all those T-shirts, all those photographs, all those knickknacks that they sell. The artist pretty much takes home about 80% of that. But, you know, when you're Lady Gaga, you're also making millions of dollars on streaming. I know that you and I have talked in the past about the low income that artists have, taking home about $4,000 for every million streams that are on. Fine. That's $4,000 to begin with. And then, of course, everybody else divides up their cut from that. But, you know, when Lady Gaga announces a new album or when Beyonce announces a new record, you know, they can still make $20, $25 million on music streaming services. But when they release a box set or an extended version of it or something physical on vinyl, Harry Styles has sold over 300,000 copies of his new album on vinyl record. You know, 300,000 times 25 $25 for a vinyl record, that's really good money for an artist, especially at the stature of Harry Styles or Elton John.
Well, and for a person like Elton John or Lady Gaga, they're writers. And so, and they get radio airplay, and there's a significant amount of money that comes in from that. So
that's why Rick Astley didn't make a dime with all the memes and all of the never gonna give you up stuff that's going on online, because he never wrote the song. He was just a singer. So there's a certain percentage of that money goes to him, but a lot of it goes to the songwriters, which is why Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan and Neil Young have sold their publishing rights for hundreds of millions of dollars, is because it's worth 10 times that to somebody in the next 10, 15 years when they exploit it for car commercials or Swifters.
Eric Alper is with me. He's a publicist and music commentator. His site is thatericalper.com. There's a story here in the New York Post, Eric. More than half of Americans don't know or understand mortgages. I don't think that's any different in Canada, or I wouldn't bring it up. And you have a daughter who just recently completed high school. She's a pretty successful young lady in her own right. But do you think at school she learned anything about finances?
Zero. And when I was in high school, home economics was not only just a mandatory class, and you didn't know and learn about cooking skills, but you also learned about financial literacy. And we're seeing it now with the average debt of students rising almost a third in the last 20 years. The sheer amount of high school students and university students that are in debt in their first year of getting their credit card, like I did, is simply astounding. And people who don't know about mortgages, people who don't know about proper banking information, those are the people that are getting caught up in online scams. Those are the ones that are signing really bad deals. So no, she didn't learn any of this. And in fact, she really still can't, you know, do a lot of the day-to-day banking things that you and I have no problem doing, precisely because it wasn't taught in school. So it's left up to the parents to tell them.
Well, and parents then are going to have to step up. I mean, you can't sit around as the father, and I'm sure you agree with this, and say, oh, they should have taught her that at school. Maybe they should have, but it's time to sit down at the kitchen table and say, honey, we need to talk.
Yeah, especially because, you know, those high interest rate loans, the increasing debt, all of those problems that students are going to be facing that have to do with themselves now, they don't quite understand interest rates. They don't understand inflation. And yeah, absolutely, it is up to the parents, but if the parents don't know themselves, then we're all going to get into some serious debt.
I kicked the show off by talking about the male winner of the 2022 National Bank Open here in Canada will win twice as much as female champion, and I went through numbers of audience participation, and it's higher for men, so I think that's a consideration. Is there an income disparity as an issue in the music industry? I mean, somebody superstar like Lady Gaga notwithstanding.
Yeah. You know, when you're talking about the artists directly, the top 10 highest grossing tours, the ones that make the most money, are primarily classic rock artists and primarily male. Elton John, Paul McCartney, the Eagles, Styx, Kansas, those kind of artists. You know, when it comes to, but it's not just the money that is opportunity wise coming in. The fact that this week on the Billboard Hot 100, for instance, only 12% of the songwriters and less than 3% of the producers are women. So it's not just an income problem that the music industry has. It's the fact that the doors aren't open wide to women and females as they are for their male counterparts. And we're definitely seeing that in the amount of money that they're making. But the music industry certainly is no different than, you know, the regular world. Women seem to have their leadership positions are more creative, like in, say, PR, where the decision-making skills tend to be more male-dominated. That's why it's such a big deal when there's a woman president of a record label. It's just not supposed to happen like that, according to some of the older people. There were no different, sadly.
All right. Now, we have less than a minute on this, but it was just an interesting thing that Diane Keaton told the New York Post. She said nobody wanted Al Pacino cast in The Godfather. You can't imagine that movie without Al Pacino. He won an Oscar.
Yeah, and you know, what's amazing about this story, that Paramount, the production company, they wanted Martin Sheen, they wanted Warren Beatty, they wanted everybody except for Al. Al Pacino, even though he had won a Tony Award at the time. But, you know, it's amazing that we come to expect this classic role to only have been done by Al Pacino. But I still stand by it. I think the Muppets make every movie that much better. And I would have loved to see Miss Piggy behind that desk when that swivel chair turned around.
Nice ending. Eric Alper at thatericalper.com. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me, Jerry. We'll talk soon.
You're listening to Jerry Agar on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
What's the latest on the housing crisis? Did the Jays dig the inning?
What's going on with passport lines?
Google products are designed to help you find relevant local news from reliable publications, big and small. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.